Happy Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to the Austin's Audit Podcast. I'm your host, Austin Gerke. Since it is a slow news day, quote unquote, for your boy, this is just a games list Wednesday, so I'll just give you the games for the day. Even though in the baseball world, it's getaway day too, so a lot of the games are over by now. So you're going to have a very short list. And then, you know, the NBA, there's only one game on tonight. It's Knicks Pacers. And then the NHL, you finally get your first, you get your final game one of round two underway with the Battle of Western Canada. Get Edmonton and Vancouver. I'll give you my pick for that series as well. And then I'm out because it's a very slow day. So let's go ahead, jump right into it. Let's open up the app here. All right, so, and of course, there you go. So let's go ahead and do baseball first because, again, it's a very slow day. In progress highlights. In fact, since, I don't know whether I should have this, but let's go ahead and do it. Why not? All of these are in progress, so let's go ahead. Rangers, A's, game two of a doubleheader right now. Rangers leading 5-4. That game is in the top of the fifth. That is off the board for straight up pick as well. D-backs, Reds, the Diamondbacks beating the Reds 2-1. I'm going to go with the D-backs to hold on here since it is not halfway through. It is still on the board. And then the Battle of the Beltway, the Nationals and Orioles. Nationals leading the Orange Birds 1-0, top of the fourth. That is off the board for straight up. Other games that got underway, the White Sox and the Rays are scoreless 1-0. Yankees looking to continue their dominance over the Astros. Can't believe I'm saying that. But after last night's win and the beatdown of Justin Verlander yesterday, the Yankees are now 5-0 against the Astros after last night's win. And as of right now, they are up 2-1, bottom of the second with two out. Now it's bases loaded. Bases loaded, two out. Bottom of the third, if the Yankees win this, they're 6-0. They already got the tiebreaker got the season series tiebreaker due to their season opening sweep of the Astros back in March. But that's your in-progress highlight there, and then you have the Red Sox and the Braves. That game is scoreless, bottom of the first. I'm going to go with the Braves. As far as the games that have been completed, the Angels beat the Pirates 5-4. By the way, Pirates fans, you're going to get Paul Skeens up for whenever when, but the Pirates are going to call him up. I don't know when he's going to make his start, but that's the update with the Pirates. After such an amazing start, they have now had their market correction, and now they've fallen off a little bit. You got 5-4 Angels over the Pirates. Blue Jays beat the Phillies 5-3. And the Guardians beat the Tigers 5-4. The Royals beat the Brewers 6-4. Padres beat the Cubs 3-1. Dodgers finish off the Marlins. They won 3-1. And the A's in game one of the doubleheader today against the Rangers beat the Rangers 9-4. Right now, the Rangers are leading game two. This was game one. So of the game, there's only one game. Like I said, today is getaway day, and I started the show very late, so there is only one game to choose from. I'm going with the Giants here. The money line is set at minus 165. Again, odds courtesy of ESPN Bet. If you're going to go with the money line, it is set at minus 165. The over-under is at 9.5. The pitching matchup is Jordan Hicks against Peter Lambert. I will go with the Giants. Using my ERA theory, Jordan Hicks is at a 189. Peter Lambert, 566. The over-under, since the game is in Colorado, that actually explains why it's at 5.5. It's at 9.5, so I'll go with the over. I'll go 7-6 for the Giants over the Rockies. So that is your pick for tonight, since that is the only game on for tonight. At least the one that is not in progress. Now, I said the only game in the NBA tonight is the Knicks, the Pacers and the Knicks. Game two underway tonight. The Knicks, according to ESPN Bet, is officially at a minus 4.5. That first game, again, just like the Knicks have been all series, it's been an incredible start. Hopefully no kicked balls or illegal screens where you need the two-minute report. But I'm going to go with the Knicks here. Let's take a look at the over-under so that way I can just set up the score. Let's see, 219.5. I'm going to go with the under here. I do think the Knicks can hold the Pacers to at least a mid-90s score. Can you at least get that? So I'll go 98-95. It's at 193 if you combine those. So it's at a 193. Take the under. I'm going to go with the Knicks at home. And I'll go 98-95, so it'll be a straight split there. So that's your only game for the NBA tonight. Tomorrow, the doubleheader actions pick up. You got game two in Boston with the Cavs and the Celtics. The line for that one, Boston, is at -13.5. And you have game two with the Mavs and Thunder. The line for that game is OKC at -5.5. So those are your picks. I'm going to stick with those picks. No over-unders, and no projected score either. So let's go ahead and get you guys to the NHL, and then I am out for today. I know I expected a lot of major stuff, but I checked before I went on air. It's not a whole lot of special stuff going here. So again, two games on today. You got game two of Boston and Florida. I will go with the Bruins to win game two, which will keep them at two, actually will increase their series lead to 2-0. Then you're going to have the Oilers and the Canucks, the final game one of round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs to get underway. I will go with the Oilers. In fact, I probably teased it for the last few shows. But I'm going to go with the Oilers in six, which means I'm going to go with the Oilers in game one. In fact, the money line has the Oilers, the road team, at -135. The over-under at 6.5, that's actually pretty accurate considering the point run that McDavid is on right now. Expect 2 goals each from McDavid and Draisaitl, maybe one from Zach Hyman. So I will go 5, let's see, over-unders at 6.5. I will go, I'll take the over, and it'll be 5-2. I'll go 5-2 Oilers over the Canucks, and to reiterate again, I have the Oilers in 6 games. So that is your picks for today in the NHL and the NBA. With that, I am logging off. I know it's a short show, but there ain't that much, at least right now. And it literally is just a slow day. So with that, I am logging off. Thank you for listening and watching the Austin's Audit Podcast. I've been your host, Austin Gerke. Peace out, and I will see you guys on Friday. Don't forget, you can listen to this show on Podbean. Just search for the Austin's Audit Podcast. You can also listen to this show on Spotify, Google, Apple, if you know the trick, Dreezer, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora, and SoundCloud as well, or anywhere else you get this podcast. You can also watch this show on Rumble.com. Just search for the username ADGurkey. You can also download the Rumble app in the Google Play or Apple App Store, but you can search for the username ADGurkey. That's A-D-G as in girl, E-H-R-K-E. Again, that's A-D-G as in girl, E-H-R-K-E on Rumble. Please make sure that search is set to channels, not videos. And if you don't want the algorithm to suck you in, please subscribe to this show. And you will get every single episode of this show, which right now, I believe, is up to episode number 705. Yes, this is episode number 705. So like, comment, and share so we can sneak up the algorithms. Speaking of algorithms, you can follow this show on social media through the Facebook page, which is the Austin's Audit Podcast, the Instagram hashtag, which is hashtag the Austin's Audit Podcast. For post-episode interaction, you gotta follow me, Austin Gerke, yours truly, on X. That's at Austin_Gerke on X. Oh, and I forgot the other, I knew I was forgetting something. For the audio, the other audio platforms, Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple, if you know the trick, Dreezer, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora, and SoundCloud or anywhere else you get this podcast. I knew I was forgetting something. Anyway, the other social medias, if you want to just chill with your boy for non-show related content, which is kind of an oxymoron, but it's true. I will do it if people want it. But you can search for my personal Instagram at Austie Spamanti. That's AustieSpamanti on Instagram. Again, that's AustieSpamanti on Instagram. Or go on Snapchat. Username is my name, Austin Gerke, and my favorite number, 14. That is the username on Snapchat, so you can chill with your boy. But with that, I'm logging off. Thank you for listening and watching. This has been your host, Austin Gerke, and I will see you guys on Friday.